with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance guest-hosted Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show live from the White House today. Setting politics aside, the vice president praised Charlie Kirk's commitment to being a family man.
Maybe the best way that I can contribute and the best way that I can honor my dear friend is to be the best husband that I can be, to be the kind of husband to my wife that he was to his. You know, we talked all the time about the most important thing you could do is not vote for a particular candidate. It was to become, if you were a young man, a husband and a father. He talked about the joy that came from fatherhood, the joy that came from raising a family.
Looking ahead, a memorial service honoring the life of Charlie Kirk will take place this coming Sunday in Arizona. The service will be broadcast live on many of these same radio stations across the nation. Meanwhile, FBI Director Kash Patel says DNA on a towel wrapped around a rifle found near where Charlie Kirk was assassinated matches that of the 22-year-old accused in the killing. Patel told Fox and Friends on Monday investigators have also used DNA to link suspect Tyler Robinson with a screwdriver recovered from the rooftop where the fatal shot was fired. Several more states are considering redrawing their congressional maps.
Texas, California, and Missouri may have led the way, but the battle over redistricting is far from over. At least seven states are considering new maps, likely to give either Republicans or Democrats better chances in the 2026 battle for the House. Republicans currently hold a 220 to 213 advantage, with two seats previously held by Democrats now vacant after their deaths and scheduled to be filled by special elections over the next several weeks. Bud Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. Can Christians disagree about President Trump?
Evangelicals are one of Mr. Trump's key blocks of support, but not every Christian in America voted for him. And a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most believers don't have any problem with that. The survey reveals that 80% of self-described Christians say that followers of Christ can disagree about the president. 11% say opposing him is fundamental to being a Christian, while 7% say supporting him is fundamental. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Maine principals group is fighting a subpoena from the Department of Justice that seeks the names of all students playing interscholastic sports in the state as the DOJ attempts to ban boys from competing against girls. President Trump's administration sued Maine in April for not complying with an executive order barring transgender athletes from sports. This is SRN News. Two House Republicans say they will oppose Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to pass a clean stopgap spending bill this week that would punt a possible government shutdown into November. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on the story from Washington, D.C.'s Capitol Hill.
Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie, who regularly opposes leadership-backed spending bills, said in a brief interview Monday that he would oppose a new expected continuing resolution as well. Indiana Republican Victoria Spartz said in an ex post Sunday night that she was also a no, saying she could not and cannot support a continuing resolution that ends funding right before a major holiday to jam us with an omnibus. The Johnson-backed measure is expected to expire on the Friday before Thanksgiving. Two no votes would put House Republicans at risk of losing a party-line vote if one additional GOP member breaks ranks. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.